Track 7, more news. A doctor from Chudley is embarking on a feat of endurance in support of a cause close to his heart. Dr. Simon Scott Haywood, a long-serving volunteer at Basics Devon, is gearing up for the Rat Race Coast to Coast Challenge. Simon, a GP with expertise in urgent and emergency care and medical director for Southwest Ambulance Service, has been in training for the grueling event. Taking place on 14th of September and 15th, the challenge will see Simon trek, run, cycle on and off road and kayak 100 miles across the Scottish Highlands. Simon from Olchard is one of a team of 13 medics who support emergency care in rural areas of Devon. Simon said, "This is a personal challenge that I would like to use to support the valuable work of Basics Devon. As a charity, we want to support our rural communities with additional clinical volunteers. Basics Devon is working with Southwestern Ambulance Service to develop community clinical volunteers, paramedics, nurses or doctors who respond to support sick and injured patients in Devon's rural communities. Basics Devon plays a critical role in enhancing emergency medical care in the county's most remote locations. Funds raised from Simon's Challenge will contribute to the recruitment, training and equipment of the community volunteers. Since January, Basics Devon Emergency Volunteers have attended 251 call-outs and were first on the scene at 40% of them. It provides a network of 13 emergency volunteer doctors, providing immediate access to specialist medical care at the scene of an accident or illness at the request of the ambulance service."
Sunshine Follies Past Seaside Training. A unique training programme teaching traditional seaside entertainment has marked its completion of the summer season. Seaside Supremo and founder of Dawlish-based Promenade Promotions, Tony Liddington, secured Arts Council funding to provide support for newcomers to the business. The trainees have been in action all through the summer at locations around South Devon, including Dawlish. Tony, otherwise known as Uncle Taco, said, "We have completed a remarkable summer season with a host of glorious memories. Thank you to all 14 of the professional street artists who have worked alongside us this year. All the Sunshine Follies trainees passed the Arts Council funded programme with flying colours and completed the first season of professional work in the entertainment industry. This has been my 42nd consecutive summer season entertaining folk at the British Seasides and one of the most rewarding. Thank you to everyone who has supported us and I hope we can do it all again next year. We greatly appreciate all 24 promoters of the events and of course the thousands upon thousands of audience members we have entertained and with whom we have shared the joy this summer. Founded to promote and preserve the art of British popular entertainment, Promenade Promotions launched its Seaside Follies training programme earlier this year. It provided specialist training in family-friendly seaside entertainment and street performance. Also over the summer, Tony's nephew, Spike Bones, enjoyed his first season of the new Punch and Judy show, which was performed in Dawlish.
Estuary cockle-picking concerns. Locals have raised concerns about cockle-picking activity in the Teen Estuary in recent weeks. Teignbridge District Council confirmed that it had received four complaints relating to the same small group of people harvesting cockles or winkles from the River Teen between the 28th of August and the 1st of September. Councillor Alistair Dewhurst, who represents Devon County Council as a member of the Devon and Severn Inshore Fishing and Conservation Authority, confirmed he has also received one formal complaint about cockle picking in the Teen Estuary. "This is not unusual and there is no evidence to suggest the activity is illegal," a Teignbridge spokesperson said. "People are allowed to harvest shellfish from our rivers for personal consumption. Residents are worried that large-scale picking will decimate shellfish populations in the estuary. Good practice suggests a maximum collection limit of 5 kilograms or a bucket for personal consumption. However, locals have reported seeing cockle pickers repeatedly plundering the estuary and filling their car boots with several buckets of cockles and oysters. Currently, there is no legal limit to the amount of shellfish that can be collected for personal consumption in unprotected areas, a right that originates from the Magna Carta. There is, however, legislation covering traceability that should prevent shellfish being collected for commercial use.
Funding speeds up road repairs. Road repairs across the county have accelerated with the help of millions of extra funding. Devon County Council have invested £10 million of extra funding into its road budget. Councillor Stuart Hughes, Cabinet Member for Highway Management, said the County Council's investment had enabled a significant scaling up to tackle repairs on the county's road network. He praised the efforts being made by highways teams as delivery had been gathering pace over the summer. The extra money we added to the roads budget is enabling us to go further and faster, Councillor Hughes said. In the past 4 months, the patching repairs that have been undertaken are already the equivalent of around 80% of the patching achieved for the whole of the last financial year, which highlights the difference this additional funding is making. However, he said, we still need more funding from central government to have a bigger impact on the condition of our 8,000-mile road network, which is vital to our local economy. We currently have a highway maintenance backlog of £200 million in Devon, which is increasing by £15 million per year.
Improved accessibility. Less able visitors to Fernworthy Reservoir will find it easier to get around following recent work to improve accessibility. After consulting with the Wheelchair Access Group and the Disabled Ramblers Group, the South West Lakes Trust and Dartmoor National Park Authority have resurfaced some of the main paths from the car park. They have installed a new wider gate with wheelchair-friendly latches, added a new viewing area at the dam with two wheelchair-friendly benches, and put in a new turning area for trampers below the dam. The work is part of the Miles Without Stiles project, which aims to improve access for those with limited mobility and for families with young children.
New owners for Historic Inn. A 250-year-old Dartmoor pub has reopened under new ownership following a £500,000 refurbishment. The White Hart at Moreton Hampstead went under the hammer earlier this year after the former owner, Alison McGregor, decided to close up. The Grade 2 listed historic coaching inn, thought to have been open since 1775, was known as the cornerstone of the community before its sale at auction. It was bought in February by James Jackson and his partner, Hannah Chester, who are no strangers to historic pubs, having previously owned the iconic Jamaica Inn. Refurbishment of the pub and hotel has included the bars, restaurant, kitchen, courtyard and communal areas. Originally a posting inn, the White Hart was a stopping post for travellers to change their horses, often on their way to and from Exeter. Former owner Alison and her late husband ran that hotel for 12 years.